Bank of America could be the next U.S. banking giant to reach a multi-billion dollar settlement for its role in the 2008 financial crisis. B of A has reportedly reached a tentative deal with the Justice Department to pay up to $17 billion. $9 billion of that would be in cash. The rest would go to homeowners whose flawed mortgages were bundled and sold to investors. And as we know, when those bundled securities went bad, the economy collapsed and millions of Americans lost their homes and their jobs. If this deal is finalized, it would be the largest agreement the Justice Department has signed with an American bank over bad mortgages. Last year, J.P. Morgan agreed to a $13 billion settlement. Citigroup was forced to pay $7 billion in July. That is still not enough for some critics, though, who say the fines won't do near enough to reverse the damage the banks did to the economy. They say the Justice Department should go even further and hold bank executives criminally liable.
And now, good chance you've heard this song. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. It's being hailed as the body positive hit song of the summer. Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass is climbing the charts and winning accolades from Billboard magazine, The Huffington Post, for the line, "Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top." But our next guest says, every inch of who is perfect? Jenny Trout is an author and blogger. She gained attention recently when she posted about her decision to wear a bikini to the beach, despite being a bigger person. And she joins us now from the studios of WGVU-FM in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jenny, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, but your thoughts on this song, which is wildly popular. People see it as a song that liberates women. The singer, Meghan Trainor, talks about not being a size two, and that's okay. You say what?
I'm not sure why we have to reassure women who aren't a size two that they're not fat. I mean, if you're a size four, why suddenly is that where we begin to worry?
Because we should say, for those who haven't seen her, Meghan Trainor is not heavy.
No, she's not heavy. You know, she's bigger than a lot of the singers you see, but it's such a small amount bigger. It's not as though she's Adele's size or something.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you mentioned that you actually liked the song.
You know, I really liked it the first time I heard it because it's catchy and the video is cute and the girl is cute and she's very talented. It was when I started to listen a little bit deeper to the lyrics that I thought, well, it's not as body positive as a lot of people are saying.
Well, and you say there's one segment of the song, which it sounds like you kind of wish the song would have been. Let's listen. We'll have to clip it out a little bit. But she essentially gives a kind of a universal shout out. Let's listen. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know this shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Because every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama. You say what about that segment of the song?
I think that is what the song should have been. That really shows the potential for how positive and how feminist the song could have been if it had stuck to those themes.
But instead it does what?
Instead, I feel that it does shame thin women a little bit, and not even a little bit. I mean, there is a line where she refers to women with a particular epithet that we hear a lot in regards to women. In fact, Bethany Frankel has a whole line of products based on those particular words that I can't say on the radio.
Well, let's just say skinny people who rhyme with itch. Hey.
A lot about fat shaming and raising girls to, you know, not care about if they're a little bit overweight, but it's nothing for someone to tell a thin person eat a sandwich or to call them anorexic. And I feel like this song really reinforces that.
She does say, "I'm just playing. I know even you who are skinny think you're fat."
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing I have an issue with is Someone recently said on my blog, fat is not a feeling, because there was a woman defending the song and saying, well, I'm a size 10, but I feel like I'm fat. And this was another, like a fat person coming in and saying, fat is not a feeling and you don't get discriminated against because of feelings. And whereas fat people really do face discrimination, and thin people do too. If you're at either extreme, you do face a lot of discrimination from people.
Well, and sticking with women who are larger, sort of claiming their bodies, which defenders of the song would say that's what Meghan Trainor's trying to do. You call this the fat-ceptable movement, and you don't say fat-acceptant movement. What do you mean?
There's a certain attitude that if you are a size 10 to a size 16, you're plus size, and anything above that is fat. And it seems a lot of times like the body acceptance movement, the body positivity, fat acceptance is focused on those women who are not fat, but who are made to feel fat by the media.
I mean, your point is that to this fat acceptable movement, although it starts out looking great, people claiming their bodies, it ends up, again, disparaging other people. They're saying there's only one type of real woman, and it's a woman who's maybe overweight. It's not a skinny woman. And further, it's a woman who can shake her booty. There's a lot of booty shaking going on in the song.
Yes, yeah. And that's another way that it's sort of, rather than being about a woman reclaiming her body, it's about a woman defining her worth through her sexuality and specifically through her attractiveness to heterosexual men, as though that were the sort of golden, you know, ring to be grabbing at. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about size. She says boys like a little
more booty to hold and die. Well, you know, we hear what you're saying, and boy, people have responded on your blog. But is it maybe looking too deep into a song with people just celebrating who they are?
I think that if the song makes you feel good about yourself and if it makes you able to reclaim something that you feel like suddenly this is a good thing, that's always great. But I think that if we don't look deeper into the kind of media that we're producing and the messages we're sending, then we're doing ourselves a disservice.
Jenny Trout, her blog is called Trout Nation, weighing in on the summer song All About That Bass. Jenny, thanks.
Well, thank you.
And by the way, Jeremy, what a fun blog, Trout Nation. I wonder how many people have wandered in there thinking it's about fishing. Meantime, you're hearing from people who have not heard this song. That now that you have, what do you think? Jump in.